3323.
If you're a sports fan, it was an interesting weekend, at least hoop-wise. The Magic and the Lakers will meet in the finals. Wow. Denver long gone, of course, and the Cavaliers out of the picture. Now LeBron James, who I think is one of the best players to watch a human highlight when you go and watch this cat play basketball, deciding on whether he'll be back with the Cavaliers, his future eventually maybe up in the air. We've heard those stories before. Got a shortened version of sports shorts in this hour. We'll hit that. Also, Rafael Nadal, his wild record on the clay in Paris comes to a screeching halt. Speaking of coming to a screeching halt, and I hope you had a terrific weekend, by the way, everybody. Always happy to be here on America Tonight, taking your calls and, of course, emails and talking about what's happening in the world. We like to say that this is the show for anybody who thinks they have ADD, and we mean that affectionately because we have ADD. Susan Boyle, remember her? Yep. She was like the voice heard round the world. YouTube, man, everybody was downloading this woman singing. And they've got a show called Britain's Got Talent. Simon Cowell, obviously involved in that show, one of the judges, too, one of the creators. Susan Boyle surprised a lot of people going as far as she did. But then reality bites, doesn't it? She lost in the finale. And I think that there was so much buzz over Susan Boyle and her tremendous pipes, but not a terrific appearance. You know, she was like portrayed as the crazy cat lady, 48 years old, who'd never been kissed and all that sort of thing. So she gave a big performance that earned her not first place, but second place in the finals behind a dance troupe. The dance troupe was called Diversity. Here's the deal. Apparently, she was stunned and a little freaked out, a little overwhelmed by the fact that she didn't win it. With what happened and the avalanche of publicity, she will get something out of this. Whether she has a frumpy appearance or not, she has a show-stopping, as it's been described, voice. And she certainly was an internet phenomenon after she auditioned for that TV show. She didn't win in the finals. She wasn't glamorous by any stretch of the imagination, but she's got buzz, and everybody knows when you get buzz, if you use your 15 minutes, something will come of it. As to whether it's a book, a couple appearances, who knows? This is the world that is fraught with reality television, right? And this is real big time, not television, not Hollywood, but real. So many people lost their jobs and will lose jobs connected to GM. To say the least, it's a very, very rocky road filled with potholes for GM and Chrysler. So GM going to file bankruptcy on Monday morning, which means the whole restructuring thing. And, of course, that's what was expected. Designing, I guess, new cars. Smarter cars, cars that people will pay for, whatever it is. Because, frankly, at this point, you know, how much money was poured into this sucker? How much money did this administration say they were going to hand GM? And ding, 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 if you said billions, because that's what's happened. But if you look as to what ultimately becomes the future of GM, I have to say, and I've got to wonder, how many people, now that the giant is going down and trying to resurface in a different capacity, how many people are going to buy a GM? This is a company that just rocked and rolled and ruled the car industry for half a century. Now they're filing bankruptcy. is this it, really, ultimately, for GM? With the dealerships, you know, there's massive uncertainty. Of course there is. In any aspect of GM, there's massive uncertainty. You know, you could look at it this way. When you hit rock bottom, what do we all like to say? Has anyone out there been there? I bet all of us have been there in some form. You can only go up, right? You can't go anywhere but up. But I don't know that they can turn it around, other than the fact that probably because the government owns 60%, that would kind of be you and me, right, that there will be all kinds of incentives to get a GM car. We know the first thing is that there's backup on those warranties already. So you got that in your back pocket, but do you really want to drive one of these suckers? Speaking of Up, Pixar's Up was huge at the box office. Yeah, these animated pictures get better and better and better. I really think, frankly, half the time they're designed for the adults and not for the kids. So Up had the third best opening for a film, for a Disney-owned Pixar flick. Just behind the $70 million for Finding Nemo. Anybody get roped into seeing Finding Nemo or The Incredibles? So what was the box office take? $68.2 million. Here's what's interesting. Wouldn't you love it? There's job security. Anybody out there, an animator? You work for Pixar. They've got 10 films. All have been smashing commercial and critical hits. Yeah, if you look at Toy Story, Ratatouille, glowing reviews, and a big bang at the box office. There are other pictures that came out, and we'll talk about them later, in case you were one of the folks that went out to the movie theater to escape whatever it is, or just go see a movie because you hadn't seen one in a while. For a lot of people, that's what it's about. You pick one out, and you don't want to necessarily see it on video, and maybe it's been out for a while, but you finally decide, you know, this is the time. I've got to go there now. Speaking of the time, is it time for random drug tests in schools? Well, we could go in a lot of directions with this. In schools, as far as random drug testing for students who are involved in extracurricular activities, mainly sports, but also clubs and musical groups. Well, in Colorado Springs, a school district there is considering whether they should do these random drug tests for these high school students, but they'd have to be in sports or in a musical group or in one of the various clubs that they have. They started talking about the random drug testing in January after police said that they found a significant number of these Cheyenne Mountain High School students were using heroin. So the testing proposal had its first reading May 20th. They want to get feedback from the people in the community. What a novel idea. Before deciding whether random testing is right for the district or not. Now, there are a bunch of other Colorado school districts that have random drug test policies. If you had a kid that was going to a school in any extracurricular things, would you think it would be fair that they would be randomly drug tested? See, the fact of the heroin is scary. And maybe you can catch these kids and stop some of them, but is it too big brotherish? 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you on ATN.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Monday's a big day, hey? GM trying to get their act together with the restructuring, filing the Chapter 11 bankruptcy. But will you, America, buy one of their new smaller cars? Are you a truck person and you refuse to let go of that truck? It's tough because I think, especially with guys, it's about the ride. And if you are the person that's about the ride, that you're going to go kicking and screaming in a different direction because they're going to have to pull you into that. You do not want to be driving in a small car. Most of the guys I know refuse to have a small car, but you might not fit into that category. So that's happening on Monday, and of course, we also know that this is happening on Monday. New rules requiring passports or some other form of a high-tech document to cross the United States' northern and southern borders kick in. Mm-hmm. So be careful when you go to the border. Yeah, I think it's a good thing. But I think it's just too late. This should have been done before. This is 8 years after September 11th, and long after that 9/11 commission recommended that change. I mean, that was a layup to recommend that, right? So what happened was there was complaints from state people who worried that the restrictions would frankly stop the flow of people and commerce and would affect border towns dependent on that money that they get from the crossings. Because remember, in 2001, a driver's license and just a declaration of citizenship were enough to cross into Canada, to cross the Canadian rather, and Mexican borders. So now that's different. Thousands of Americans, I mean, I hear it's like an avalanche, are applying for passports or trying to get special driver's licenses that can be used to get yourself across the border. Because it was so easy before. I can't tell you how many times I crossed the border. It was nothing. It was, especially Canada. Oh, it was nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So now we have new rules. You have to have proof of citizenship, the birth certificate or the passport. And how many people are carrying their birth certificate? I don't think they'll take a copy of it from what I understand. So you'd have to have the real deal. Oof, if you lost that thing, oh, have to write the hospital, get another copy. Ooh, it'd be brutal. So I think it's a good thing, and that was the reason for bringing it up. They say, though, the U.S. State Department, there hasn't been a giant spike in passport applications because of the June 1st deadline. People know that they had to do this, but, you know, that whole thing about procrastination, that's the deal. Coming up on America Tonight, birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse, which is basically ha-ha funny news. Sometimes almost squeamish news, though. Because when you say, that's why it's called news you can abuse, because it can go in really any direction when you say that. So that's a little slice of what's happening around America. Now, one thing I didn't bring up that I thought was worth bringing up on this show, because I was really just, I don't want to say I was stunned, because of course accidents happen, but accidents that lead to death like this. If I told you that the Chicago police are looking into the death of a 33-year-old woman who was killed, would you be surprised? Well, no. There are lots of women or men that get killed. But they're looking into the 33-year-old woman who was killed because she was apparently crushed by her garage door. Yeah. Police were hustled out to the scene at 6:30 in the morning on Saturday, found the door on the woman's neck and pronounced her dead at 8 in the morning. So they're looking into this. They think that her home might have been broken into, and they think she had parked her car inside the garage before trying to lower it manually. Ooh, and the woman who was killed was Yanika Garcia. She had 4 children. Isn't that something? So, freak accident? Seems suspicious. Wasn't something to do with the malfunction with the garage door. It was more of a malfunction of somebody knocking her off. But what was the reason, ultimately? We know in this case that he was flat out shot and killed, but late-term abortion doctor George Tiller was fatally shot and killed at his church in Kansas. People obviously very stunned by that happening. But the bottom line is, he was so incredibly controversial because of the amount of abortions he performed and the fact that he was one of the few people in the country that would even do it. So what happened was, he was in church, and he was an usher in church. So he was shot and killed right there in Wichita, Kansas. The guy who had the gun took off, but a suspect anyway was arrested about 170 miles away in Kansas City. Scary. That's taking it to a whole new level. And so Tiller was shot in the foyer of the Reformation Lutheran Church. And he knew that he was a target because so many people had protested what he had done over the years. He knew that it was a possibility that anything could happen. It's still a tragedy, even if you completely despise what this man did. 4 kids, 10 grandchildren. And to be shot down in a church. I mean, isn't there are like no sacred cows, even when it comes to religion. How could you go into a house of worship and pull the trigger? I just don't get it. He was a target, and if you wanted to follow him around or shoot him somewhere else, I get that. But then, of course, there's the irony. Ooh, shoot and kill him in church because he's a, quotes, baby killer to so many people, because he was one of the few people, like I said, who was willing to do the late abortions. He's one of just 3 in the entire nation that you can go to where abortions are performed after 21 weeks of pregnancy. Tiller even had to travel with a bodyguard. But it didn't look like he had any kind of security at the church service on Sunday. And, of course, a lot of people jumping into this one to try to help capture the suspect. And the suspect was captured. now they've got to see if he's really the one. So Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri, they're working with the law to try to secure their place. And, of course, this was even after a suspect was picked up, because you get a little skittish, after all, once you've gone through that. So Tiller, constantly in the news because of the late-term, rather, abortions. But the clinic itself has bulletproof glass, and there was a security team to protect the office. And he had a bodyguard, but they still managed to get through. I mean, stunning. What a violent thing to do, to shoot somebody cold dead in church. Unbelievable. And unbelievably sad, because the man leaves behind a family. So no matter what he was doing, I mean, you have to have some compassion. And if you're going to have compassion, that's where you need to have compassion. I thought it was so sad when I read that story. Ooh. Like I said, even if you can't stand the idea of what he's doing, you know, you have to think that couldn't be the worst way possible to annihilate one of the three doctors in the United States who is willing to do those late-term abortions, willing to do them. And, of course, it's not something that I agree with, but the bottom line is, in desperate situations, a lot of young girls went to him, a lot of other people went to him seeking help and trying to figure out what to do. And, you know, some of them, frankly, will be turned away. Something will happen that will change that situation. You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or, of course, you can chime in on this radio show at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. How would you like to see Hugo Chavez on your set for 4 days straight? I'll talk about it next here on ATN.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hugo Chavez, but first, here on America Tonight, we're going to go to one of our favorite places. I always invite you to send me emails, your thoughts on the show, ideas, whatever, recipes for a good pound cake. I always say recipes for a good pound cake or meatloaf because I'm dying, especially more on the pound cake side, to find a good recipe for it. No offense to Sarah Lee and all those other people that pump out pound cakes. I don't know why I like pound cake. I'm not a big sweet eater at all, but it's the one thing I like to eat. I cannot find a good pound cake anywhere. So if you do have a recipe or you know of a good one, send it to me. I'll try it. 800-259-5791 is the number to jingle to be part of the show. Man, we've been talking about probably too many things on this show, including the fact that they want to do these random drug tests at yet another Colorado high school for kids who are in extracurricular activities. Is that a good thing, you think, in the era that we live in, or is it too big brotherish? It's easy for me to say now, at this point in my life, and particularly in doing this and seeing some of the sad stories with what they call cheese and the whole heroin thing, and for me to say, oh, absolutely, do those random tests, you know, help those parents out in the screening process. But I think back to when I was in high school, and I can't imagine I didn't do drugs, I didn't do heroin or whatever, if I'd be subjected to these random tests, I would kind of think, wow, at 16, 17, I would think of that as an invasion if you had asked me that back when I was going to school. So it's easy, like I said, for me to say, oh yeah, man, do those random tests. But then the other side of me says, wow, I would have hated that. I bet you my mother would have hated that too, and they would have thought it was bad. But in this case, fast forward different times, and even though I think it's too much interference. At the same time, I hate to see these staggering numbers of kids get slammed on heroin. All right, it is time to head to the inbox.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of mail. Thank you very much. Including this one from Aaron, who says, Susan's in the nut house. Sure glad that didn't take the world by storm. She's right. I think I said that she had problems after finding out that she was second. And maybe I didn't say it the way the British newspapers do. The Daily Mail really put it out there. But apparently she did have a breakdown over not coming in first place. Well, like I said, you know, that whole 15 minutes of fame, it's intoxicating. But ultimately, and especially now, if there's another twist in this, you can just bet, Aaron, that this is going to lead to some sort of a book deal. I can't imagine that there won't be one in the works somehow, some way. This is one from Gwen C. Gwen C. says, Kate, I hurried up, I ran to my computer, cannot call you, don't have time. She doesn't have time, but she has time for the computer. All right, but I wanted to say Susan Boyle was such an inspiration to so many people. Too bad she didn't win it, but I think you're right. Ultimately, she'll end up with something, whatever it is. Well, that's the question. What is the whatever there is? Is the whatever there is more, you know, like I said, is it just a book deal and a few little things happening for her? Is it some huge, you know, singing contract, whatever? But I'm going to say probably not. It's like you look at those kids from American Idol, and what is the one thing that usually they have in common? Not all of them, but they're either really unique looking or really pretty decent looking. And even if they're, you can't imagine it any other form of them getting a record deal or going out on a concert tour, there are certain cookie cutter aspects, I think, to the people that win. And she certainly did not fit that mold. I don't really see her going out and singing. I mean, I don't see her, except for, like, you know, in her own area, I don't see her as a world superstar. But what do I know? I know very little about the music business. I had a cousin that used to work in the music business, and the things that they told me, whew, forget about it. Very, very tough. And, you know, we've had people on this show before, some of them pretty famous, and some of them not so famous, but trying to make it. And it's a very dog-eat-dog kind of deal. No question about it. You got to have serious cojones or a constitution to hang in there with anything connected to the music business. All right, here's the scoop on Hugo Chavez. On Saturday, Venezuela's Chavez canceled the broadcast of his promised huge show. He was talking about a four-day marathon of himself talking, singing, and haranguing his detractors. Yeah. He vowed this big-time broadcast to mark the show's 10th year anniversary. The show's called Hello, President. Normally, it would run a few hours on Sunday, but he wanted a special extended edition. He said he wanted the chapters to be like soap operas. Yeah, I'm serious. He's held talkathons before, but they've been like 6 hours on Thursday and Friday. So there was a debate that was scheduled and some other things, but then by Friday, Chavez was backtracking on it and deciding not to do it. That he didn't want to rule the airways for that long. Oh, my, oh, my. Again, reasons why you should be glad that you live in America, because you might be subjected to a couple of press conferences here and there taking over prime time, but not a talkathon, for goodness sake, right? No talkathon. I'm going to say that's a good deal. In the meantime, a couple of other quick things besides the GM deal. The GM deal is huge. Because that's what, you know, I guarantee for this whole bankruptcy thing, this is what we're going to be talking about. I mean, we're going to be talking about this in our next show. Will you buy this car? I happen to see kind of a, and this is radio, but I happen to see kind of a prototype of one. Ugh. I'm going to say pretty ugly. But more than ugly, I mean, really small. When they're saying small car, no kidding. Are they talking about a small car? The smart car? It looks like the smart car, but maybe not even as good looking as the smart car, which I'm not a big fan of that because a smart car, I said this before, only good in city areas. If you're going to be in London or you're going to be in Philadelphia, New York City, San Francisco, it'll work. On the major highways, you'd be, I just don't see it, you'd be sandwiched in. So GM is making the final preps for that bankruptcy protection announcement. And 54% of GM bondholders agreed to exchange their unsecured bonds for a 10% stake in this newly structured company. Wow. And ultimately, the Treasury Department must find, got to keep this in mind, that there's sufficient acceptance for the deal to move forward. So in Germany, the government agreed Sunday to loan GM's Opel unit there $2.1 billion. The Canadian auto parts supplier will take 20% stake in Opel, and Russian-owned Sberbank will take 35%, GM retaining 35% of Opel. It's just all ugly. GM racing for that Monday deadline to qualify for more aid. More aid, and they already got $20 billion in government loans. And then another $30. Beyond the bankruptcy announcement, GM is going to reveal 14 plants that they're going to close and name the buyer of the Hummer division. So 14 plants going down. This is very rough for the people who have made their living in this field for a long time. And we're talking great-grandfathers on down who have, it's just been what you did. This is what you know, and you grow up knowing you want to be there, and now that's, poof, gone. Yeah. Gone like a puff of smoke. And they made huge stride toward restructuring Friday, when the United Auto Workers agreed to a cost-cutting deal. I mean, they had to. They had absolutely zero choice in this, right? They really did. But the stock is nowhere. Do you know that the lowest price is what it closed at on Friday? 75 cents. I mean, basically, in reorganization, your shares there are virtually worthless, worth nothing. Absolutely nothing. So instead of reorganizing the old company, they're just ripping it up. Yeah. And I even looked this up because I was trying to figure out how the purpose behind the bankruptcy, but just in all the crazy filing things. And they have a Section 363 sale, right? Check this out. The buyer, the person who's hoping to be the buyer, and the seller present a fully negotiated asset purchase agreement for approval by the court. But creditors can object, and GM could avoid the drawn-out fights between creditors like bondholders and workers that sometimes happen. So this, and anyone who's been through it, you know, it is a long process. Kate, hanging out with you. Hang with me here on ATN.
Kitseeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble.
We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net. Call 877-394-6657.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Death and taxes, you know how that goes. Hey, Kate, America Tonight, this is the place. We are live Monday all the way through the week, of course. Final Titanic survivor dead at the age of 97. Boy, you think of the Titanic. Yeah, the woman's name was Delvina Dean, a baby wrapped in a sack lowered onto a lifeboat in freezing temperatures, obviously, in the North Atlantic, died Sunday. Last survivor, 1912, is when that boat sank, the Titanic. And she died where she lived her entire life, Southampton, England. Sure, the city, her family, that's where she grew up. Her family had tried to leave Southampton, England, behind them when they took the ship and the trip, the maiden voyage bound for America, but it didn't work out for them. So they came back to England, of course. And, you know, she died of old age at that point, at this point in her life. But, excuse me, she was somebody who had been hospitalized with pneumonia. You know how that is when, I mean, it's scary. I always worry about my grandfather, who's in his 90s. When you get pneumonia at that age, and she got pneumonia, had a hard time recovering. And to think, just 2 months old when the Titanic hit an iceberg. You know, I know you had the movie and all that sort of stuff, but you think about this, and it's mind-boggling how big that ship was. 706 people. One of 706 people, mostly women and kids, who survived. Her father was among the 1,500 who died. Yeah. So the Titanic Society had her out there when a lot of people wanted to do interviews and that sort of stuff. And the Titanic, boy, you have to really look at the real pictures of it. Swimming pool, squash court. It was their pride of the White Star Line, I guess. Lifeboats, as that was described in Time Magazine, for 2,200 passenger and crew. So they were trying to get to the United States, and in fact, her father, who died, sold a pub and was hoping to open a tobacco shop in Kansas City where his wife had relatives, but it didn't happen. We certainly don't have to relive what happened with the Titanic, but it didn't happen for him. See, it just goes to show you, you make plans, you know what they say about life, and sadly, that was the case for too many people on that boat. So 97 last survivor. I think that's a big deal to mark that. Absolutely. Big time deal. The other thing that we were talking about, of course, at the top of the show, and this is going to go on for a long time, once those confirmation hearings start, and it has to do with the nominee of President Obama. And President Obama's Supreme Court nominee, I've said this already, is virtually filibuster-proof when you look at her record and you look at who's on the Hill. I mean, I'd say that this is a layup for confirmation. And you can talk about her comments about her ethnic background on the bench, but her comments about her personal experiences, I don't think it's going to matter. Chuck Schumer, longtime senator from New York, was on ABC this week, and he was talking about that, and I think what he said is dead on. This, to me, is troublesome about how much the personal experiences play into the decisions, but this is exactly what the president wanted. And then you look at the makeup of that Supreme Court, and I don't think it changes the makeup of what they have right now, honestly. I think you're going to have pretty much of the same, really. In the meantime, another thing that I mentioned that's big is GM, of course, and Chrysler, well, really GM specifically, about the bankruptcy. They're going to file the bankruptcy papers and do the restructuring and all that sort of stuff. Boy, I'll tell you, if you are somebody who's going to get set to retire, man, you got to be a little bit nervous about the United Auto Workers and what ultimately happens. Do they just completely fizzle or no? Because when you talk about retirement and baby boomers, you have the makeup, the health care for thousands of auto workers is really about to change dramatically. And Friday, the membership of the UAW overwhelmingly approved a restructuring plan with GM. According to their president, the plan gives the union's health care some promissory notes plus a 17.5% stake in GM and warrants to purchase another 2.5%. So what kind of new direction in health care for the retirees? And that puts you in the same boat as others like Chrysler. So two different forms of getting that retirement fund, the Voluntary Employee Benefits Association, which I guess has ownership in and stakes in the auto company and representation on the corporate boards. But scary headlines that we're seeing. Monday also, I've talked about a couple of things that Monday marks. Monday also marks the official start of the hurricane season. Wouldn't it be nice to have a quiet hurricane season? You know how that is, though. All it takes is that one little hurricane in the backyard, and everything's obviously different. Because you're praying your house doesn't get hit. If it gets hit, you're picking up the pieces, and I know I mentioned this last hour, but the cousins that I had that lived in Bayou Vista right there in Galveston, it was devastating. He was away hunting in a place he could not be reached, and she was trying to clean up whatever she could until he got home and realized, oh, basically we don't have a downstairs. So you have the panic at first. You talk to the neighbors. You start to make the phone calls. And everybody's in that, you know what I'm talking about. I guarantee you do. Everybody's in that panic mode. It's not full-on panic, but it's a little bit of panic enough that everybody's talking about it. Ooh, what are you going to do? Ooh, come over to my house. We have iced tea and some booze, if you want some booze, whatever, and let's talk about this. But when you're the person left cleaning up, mopping up, pulling up, oh, it has to be the worst. It took my cousins forever to do that. Forever to try to clean out that whole first floor, which was beautiful, but really pretty much washed away rather because of the horrible hurricane. And there wasn't much they could do, batten the hatches, but if it comes in, it comes in. You're not going to be able to stop the water from doing that. It's interesting too, because in that area they raised the boats, so it saved at least the boats a little bit of damage that might have happened but didn't happen, thank goodness, because it just seems like that that situation can just can be so devastating, and not just for 6 months, not for a handful of months. It's devastating till the whole thing, till you get the insurance, till it's approved, till you actually rebuild whatever it is you lost, which is easier said than done. So, hurricane season officially starting on Monday. Like I said before, let's hope Mother Nature doesn't rear her ugly head, stick her head in the business of hurricane season and cause a lot of problems for lots of people. Let's hope we don't see that. Hey, if you're tuned into our last hour and you get it in your area, we'll be talking about news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history. One of my favorite things to do is to go back and look at what happened in time so we don't make the same mistakes, right? Hang with us.
When we first had this idea of putting on this shindig, we didn't know if anyone would come. But look, you're all here, pitching in. I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
Well, she's acceptable, you know.